Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hey, this is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited. So glad to be with you today, working on your financial freedom. You are much closer to retirement than you think, and we're going to explain a little bit of that today. One of the things I do with Lifestyles Unlimited is I do the free workshops. And so if you've never been to one of our free workshops, be sure to go to the website, sign up. It's free. It's 90 minutes. It's online. It's live streamed. You can watch in your pajamas right now and find out how we retire people in 5 years or less. One of the things I do, and I'm actually doing the one this next Tuesday at 6:30 in the evening. If you want to see me, the other guys that do them are just as good, maybe better even. But one of the things I do is I always talk about the fact that since 2006, Lifestyles Unlimited members have won the top awards as rental owners, like Rental Owner of the Year. Since 2006, every single year, that's the largest apartment association in the world. And I always have a banner right behind me. And there's this lady, Supriya Siriman. She is on the banner, and I use that just as an example because it's a live stream. I can't show if people are in the room, I can say, look at the banners all around you, it's lining the windows. But I say, this one right here, this is Supriya Siriman. She is somebody who took the education, went out, bought a property, and ran it with such excellence that she was awarded, of all the apartment owners in her class across the United States, she was awarded best in her class. And so I'm really excited to have that person with you on the radio today, because I've been talking about her for about, well, whatever the shutdown started. That's when we started doing that, because I was doing all the live streams for the free workshop at that time. So, Supriya, so glad you're with me here today. First of all, I want my audience to get to know you a little bit. Just tell us a little bit about your education and historical background and your professional career before joining Lifestyles.
Of course. First off, David, thank you so much for having me on the radio today. It is an honor to be on radio with you and to actually talk to you through this medium and not the webinars that we've been on for the past year. Yeah. Thanks again for having me on the radio now. And just to give you a little bit of background and give the audience too, I am originally from India, and I came to the U.S. as an immigrant, as a student, to pursue higher education. I did what every middle class family does in India. They put us through school, engineering, undergrad. I came here for my master's degree in engineering. And once I did that, I came to Dallas with a job, engineering job, really well-paying and was very successful. Worked at my W-2 job for several years, high-tech industry, Fortune 500, rose up the ranks from engineer to manager and management and all that, and was doing really well. And then I found Lifestyles. So that's my path to it was kind of interesting. Somewhere along the way, I realized that I need financial freedom. I don't want to do this job and be dependent on them. I love my job, don't get me wrong. I really liked it. I loved being an engineer. Mm-hmm. I loved creating things, programming, doing all that. But I also realized that I need to take care of myself. A W-2 job, but the company is not going to take care of me.
Yeah, so and you had a couple of experiences with your job. I think you mentioned you were laid off a couple times.
That's correct. So every single time, I think two or three times, I think, in my career, I've never quit a job on my own. I'm not a quitter. So anything I do, I want to do it well, and I want to make sure that's success. And even the job, the reason they were layoffs is just because the company had a business reason to do so, not anything to do with performance or anything. And that's when I realized I had a couple of layoffs. And that's when, I think after the second layoff, I realized I need to do something about this. And around the same time, I also, not only my second one, it came at a bad time. I was in the middle of a really big health crisis, and I lost my job too. Not only did I have a situation going on with my health where I needed my job and my health insurance the most, and I lost my job because the company shut down. They declared bankruptcy, and they shut down. And here I was, no job, no health, no hair even, because I was going through cancer treatments, and that was what was actually happening with me.
Yeah, that was in 2006, correct?
That was in 2006, and that was devastating. Here you are, you think you study, you do well, you have a job, you have a really good, stable job, and when you expect it, then you lose your job. And I didn't even have the energy or the capacity to even look for a job then, because I didn't know what was. I was so drunk half the time that I didn't know what was happening.
Sure. So stop just for a minute. So you have a job. You're diagnosed with cancer. You go to your mm-hmm. first chemo treatment. And is that when you found out that you're laid off?
It was on the day. I wasn't laid off. The company itself shut down.
Oh, okay. Right.
In the
right.
chemo room. So the previous day, people who know me know that I'm a workaholic, and I'm very dedicated to my job, too. The previous day, I made sure I stayed on at work until 8:30 p.m., made sure I did everything I needed to, because I knew I was going to have chemo treatment the next day. The
right.
next day, I actually called one of my colleagues from my room, when I was in the chemo, I was getting the chemo medication, and I called him to tell him what was going on and what I had done the previous day, and just a handoff. And he wasn't talking too much. He was stuttering and stammering. And I said, okay, let me call someone else. I said, if you're busy, if you're in the middle of a meeting, I'm going to call someone else to tell them. Because even in my chemo room, I was thinking about my job and what I was doing and how dedicated I was. And
right.
that's when he broke the news to me. He said, hey, this morning at 9 a.m., we had a company-wide meeting. We were called into all hands, and all of us had been sent home. It was a small startup company.
Right.
That was devastating. Here I was in my first chemo session, and I received the news that the company itself had shut down. And my first words I remember asking my colleague was, what about health insurance? And he said, until the end of the month, that's it. Nothing
wow.
after that.
And when you're talking about chemo, you're talking about a huge, pretty much impossible to pay for it on your own, I would assume.
It's impossible, because I believe that each chemo session itself is, I think, $50,000, $300,000, something like that. It's quite expensive, and each injection you get after the chemo,
wow.
the treatment itself. Because they put you on
I want you to hold right there. We're coming up to the break. We're going to hear the rest of it's an amazing story. You want to hang on through the break. We're talking with Supriya Siraman, award-winning multifamily investor with Lifestyles Unlimited.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money, we'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
This is David Rizika with Lifestyles Unlimited, working on your financial freedom. Really excited today to be talking to Supriya Siraman, award-winning multifamily investor. We're talking about an experience that happened in 2006 that triggered her. Not in a snowflake way, but in a way to get her to invest in real estate. And I'm going to just kind of recap. She was diagnosed with cancer, her first chemo treatment. She gets a call. She finds out the company's been shut down, so she has no insurance. Chemo is $50,000 a treatment. And that's where we stopped right before the break. So, Supriya, tell us what. So, what'd you do? Did you go out and lay in a field, in a fetal position, and cry at that point?
No, I did not. I was clearly in shock that day, but I knew that I made a few phone calls from the chemo room itself to see what do I do, how do I get my resume, because I didn't even have a resume at that point. I mean, not a
right.
I had one, but not an updated one. So the next 2-3 days were challenging because I was in and out of sleep and I didn't know what was happening. But once I recovered a little bit, I started working on my resume and started sending it out. I had to interview. I had to get a job. I had to get back on my feet and get health insurance. Those
right.
were these were my primary concerns. I had money saved up. Don't get me wrong. I'm one of those. I was the Dave Ramsey type of person. I saved, made sure everything is paid off. No debt, no nothing. So I was in a good position cash-wise. I had money, but nothing that could have paid for my chemo treatment and nothing that could have prepared me for this health disaster that I was currently going through. So I also knew that having lapse of health insurance would also be a problem. So I started looking at other individual plans that Texas State offered and other places. And I, 10 days after my chemo, I started losing my hair. I donned a wig and went to my first interview 13 days after my first chemo. So that's what I did. I started interviewing. And
so you actually found a job pretty quickly after that.
I found a job. Yes, it took me about 6 weeks to find a job. And also that I had 2 chemos by then, I think. My third chemo was with the new job. But it took me about 6 weeks to find a job. But I landed a job with health insurance. Really, it was actually a company that came and bought the intellectual property of my previous company. They were from California. They bought it. So they hired some of the key engineers back. They didn't hire everyone back. They kept a few key engineers, and I was one of them, but they decided to hire back.
Okay. So I want you to pause right there because this is hugely significant. It's your story, and so you lived through it. But for people that are listening right now, some of you, you've gone through a tough time, maybe because COVID, whatever, just life in general. Everybody has a hard time in life. And I want you to take great encouragement because what you're going to hear on the rest of the story from Supriya is powerful. But the most powerful part right now is she just kept taking one step after another. I mean, you got a layoff, you got or company shut down, you've got chemo, your hair's falling out, you put on a wig and you go and you start interviewing. There's a quote I want to read to you from Greg Plitt. He's a bodybuilder. I think he's passed away by now, but he said this, and I want you to take heart from this. He said, if you guys are really wondering if you are burning out mentally, take a day off, go to your local hospital, go and look at a 4-year-old who to the cancer ward who might not ever see his teenage years, probably won't ever see the next birthday, and see someone who is mentally or physically handicapped, or see a soldier who just came back from the war and doesn't have legs anymore. Stare that guy down, look right in his eyes, and tell him, as you stand there on your own good legs, that you're burned out, that you don't want to use them. See if that just doesn't kill him right there, because he would do anything to have that opportunity. So I want you to hear Supriya's story. I want you to hear that quote, and I want you to know you can take a step forward. You don't have to take 10 steps forward. You just got to take the next step forward, whatever that is for you. And so I just really, it's such a powerful story, and I want to make sure you get how powerful that is and that you have enough to take that next step. So, Supriya, you get the job. This was kind of the big trigger for you. You said, I need to do something else. I can't rely on corporate America to take care of me, certainly not with your health or anything else. And so that prompted you to move towards real estate, correct?
That's correct.
This is all pre-lifestyles. So what did you do?
This is pre-lifestyle. And what I did in 2006, I bought a single-family house, and I still own that. That's a rental. Because I didn't know how to start out big. I bought all these books. So I got these books from the library, bought the books. And I did really well on my own. Not as well as I would have done had I known of lifestyles back then. But I purchased a single-family house and I was getting some rental income. At the same time, I was trying to build my income, my savings back up and my health. And the next 5-6 years were uncertain. The next year was a year full of chemo treatments until 2007, chemo, radiation, surgeries, it was a lot going on. So I couldn't do anything. And 5 years after that, again, it was more tests and medicine. Didn't know if I would even make it through the next year or two. So they were doing tests on me all the time. So anyway, So fast forward a few years later, but this was always on my mind. And that's when I, and in the meantime, I think 3-4 years after that, I did a flip also. I tried single family rentals. I did a single family flip house, and that didn't work out. And I was not very pleased with the returns. I kept thinking, I need to do something else to get passive income, financial freedom, because my job is not going to cut it. That's when I found Lifestyle. And that was through a friend of mine, actually. And there's no better recommendation than through word of mouth and a very, very dear friend. But she had a full-time job, and she quit to join Lifestyle. And at that time, I didn't know what she joined. And she was raving about this organization she had joined, Education and Mentoring Group, and how she was making money. She was buying properties on her own. They were helping her. And I was very keen. And I asked her, of course, my job was busy. I was traveling all the time. She was busy. But every time we met, she would tell me that she would take me to a monthly event. She kept telling me, I'll take you. She said, I'll invite you to a monthly event. And all along, somehow the stars didn't align. We weren't able to, she wasn't telling me about it, or she wasn't going herself, and I wasn't, I didn't pester her too much. But fast forward to end of 2013 or 14, I said, hey, here's my resolution. I want to do something. What are you doing? I need you to tell me what you're doing. Take me to this monthly event. I want to go. That's when she told me the name Lifestyle. She said, they're having an event this week. She said, look them up. It's a free case study. I didn't even know what a case study was at that point. She said, and it wasn't in person those days. She said, it's on a Thursday. She said, it's free. Go to that. And she said, if you like it, you join. She told me, this, it's no pressure. They're not going to make you do something saying join or else, none of that. She said, no pressure. If you like it, you join. So I went there fully, very excited, because I half knew that I would join, but I didn't know what it was about. I went there, heard Dave Fisher, and I had heard a couple of single family speakers talk about their success, and one multi-family lead talk about their success, and I was completely convinced that this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
And then they told me they had one more step. I didn't like it. I was so eager. I'm the kind, I want to do it. I want to pull the trigger. I want to get it done. They said, no, not so soon. They said, there's one more step you have to go past. There's a two-day event that's happening this weekend. You need to come to that. So I signed up for the 2 days, the Saturday and Sunday one.
Okay, pause right there. We're going to go on the other side. We're going to talk about the big aha moments for Supriya at that two-day event. I'm going to tell you a little bit about more of the case study on the other side of the break. We're glad to have you with us. We're glad to be with you working on your financial freedom.
Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Hey, glad to be with you. This is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited, working on your financial freedom. I always like to say you are much closer to retirement than you think, and I have people on the show every week that demonstrate that. We're talking to Supriya Siraman. 2006 was diagnosed with cancer. At the same time, her company shut down, pulled herself up by her bootstraps, went out, looked for a job while she's on chemo, landed another job about 6 weeks later, and realized that corporate America was not going to take care of her, even in the face of cancer. And so began investing in some real estate on her own. Years later, through a friend, found out about Lifestyles Unlimited. And Supriya, your first experience was going to case study. And I want to explain to people what that is. We have actually three case studies, I think, a month right now. They're online. Everything is live streamed. During regular times, we do have them live where you can actually also come in person. But case study, we have two single-family case studies and one multifamily case study. And what that means is a member actually tells about a deal they did. Actually, I was one of the case studies, I think, in 2017. I told about a single-family house I bought. I said, here's my realtor. Here are the contractors I used. Here's the foundation repair company I used. Here's how long it took to do the rehab. Here were my returns. I told everything about the deal. And then people ask questions about the deal as well. We do that because we believe in learning from success. And you can attend case study as a non-member of Lifestyles one time as a guest. And if you're listening and you would like to attend case study, we have one this Thursday at 6 p.m. Central Time. Like I said, it's online. Just email me, askdavid@luinc.com. Think about it this way, lifestylesunlimitedincorporated.com, luinc.com. It's just Ask David. Askdavid@luinc.com, and I will sign you up. I'll need just your cell phone number, email address, and your name. Your name would be good as well. And I'll get you signed up and you can attend. So, Supriya, you went to case study and you're like, I'm ready to go. And they said, no, you can't. You have to go to this thing called a two-day seminar, 16 hours, how to locate, negotiate, rehab, lease, and manage single-family and multifamily properties. Tell us, what were the big aha moments as you sat through that two-day seminar? And who actually taught your two-day seminar? Remind me of that.
So it was the two-day seminar was David Fisher, the same David Fisher was the case study. He did the case study also, and that very weekend it was I sat in David's two-day class, and it was completely life-changing, life-altering. It opened my eyes to so much that I didn't know. So I sat through it the first day, and I was excited. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go buy more single families. He started talking about single family, and I'm going to go buy it because I had a job, I had money, but I just didn't know where to park my money. So don't get me, this is not one of those get-rich-for-free type of schemes. You need to have money, seed capital to start investing. So I was ready the first day, and I told David, I'm signing up. And he said, no, wait, we have one more day. So it's one more step. So the second day was where I had a lot of aha moments. The second day was all about multifamily apartment communities. And the biggest aha moment that I had was when he started talking about something called NOI. And he gave us examples, and that just blew my mind. He talked about how for an apartment community where it's not a CMA, you don't look at the properties next door and say, okay, all these properties cost so much per door, therefore this will also be in the same ballpark.
Let me translate that just a little bit. She's talking about comparative market analysis. You take the average selling price of houses in a neighborhood. That determines what your house is worth. With multifamily, I'm going to let her explain that. It's about how much money does your property make. So go ahead with that from there.
Correct. So that's what. And that concept, again, allowed me to believe, and it confirmed my belief that I can make a difference. If I do something really well, if I can do something to get more income for this property, like change it, transform it, put in better management, better amenities, better kitchen, countertop, cabinets. We have residents who are willing to pay more for that instead of saying they don't want to live in a bad home. So I realized that if one could do that, David showed examples of how once you increase the income and the NOI, your property's value worth is far more, and you can refinance, get all your initial capital out, and you can still keep making money from it.
Yeah. And NOI is net operating income. And what that bottom line is, you can force an apartment community to appreciate. And so it doesn't matter what the apartment community next to you sold for. What matters is how much yours makes. And so you can force that appreciation. Kind of the golden rule is if you can increase that income, net operating income by 10%, you can increase your equity by 100%, which is a powerful multiplier. I mean, it's just crazy that you can actually do that. The other thing you talked about, Supriya, though, is you said this idea of a hard money loan. That it really kind of bugged you because you're like, why would you want to do that if you could pay all cash for a single family house?
So that was one concept where I just couldn't get my arms around it. The first day I kept asking David that. And I still remember David was, I don't know if he was irritated with me or he was like, get out of my class. I kept asking him, David, I don't understand that. Why would someone go pay 10%, 13%, 14% to a hard money lender when you have the money, pay it, and buy that single-family house? I didn't understand that concept until a few hours later into the class, and it completely made sense. By the end of the day, I knew why you would do that. You're leveraging your money. You can get, you can convert that into a conventional loan. The, even the rehab is rolled into it. So a lot of things where it made sense to pay that 10%, 13%, whatever, for a short term, really 30 days, 60 days. And then after
He actually stayed after and talked to you one-on-one about that, right?
He did. He did. David's like that. He'll stay until whatever, 9 p.m. if any of us ask a question. That's
so you, you folks that are listening, the point of this is not to explain to you why you want to use a hard money loan. The short, because you'll get that in the two-day class. The short version is, you, it's not about making more money. It's about making your money work more effectively for you so that you amass enough passive streams income to meet or exceed your bills. And the bigger point I want to make here is David Fisher, one of our instructors, we got a lot of them. He is a multimillionaire real estate investor who learned how to do his investing with Lifestyles Unlimited. And these are the kind of people that are lifestyles. Sapria's like, I don't understand why you want to do that. You want to pay 14% of a hard money lender? That's crazy. I want to pay all cash for everything. And he cares enough to set aside the time and sit down and say, let me explain it to you. Let's go from A to B to Z. However long it takes, we're willing to do that. That's the kind of organization that Lifestyles Unlimited is. That's the kind of care that you get and the kind of instruction that you get when you join an organization like Lifestyles. That's what you need to do real estate investing. That keeps you from running into a ditch. It keeps you from making bad mistakes. It helps you to make money. And that's why we have success stories like Sapria, who we have on the radio right now. So I wanted to make a big deal about that, Sapria, because you and I are used to that. That's common. Oh, I can ask somebody whose experience is phenomenal a simple question and they're going to answer me? Yeah, they're going to answer you. They're going to spend the time. And that's not common in the outside world at all. You were excited. You're going to do multifamily investing. We have about a minute before the break. What was your next step after going to that two-day class?
Oh, the next step was to join as a preferred member, and I hit the road running. I went to all the education, the initial classes that the Lifestyle gave me a list to. So I did all the education, and then I started investing in properties. I wanted to be a lead, but just I know we're coming up on the break, but I did not want to take other people's money until I had learned how to do it myself by watching other people's success and emulating success and learning from them.
So yeah, I really like the integrity of that, because you said, I don't want to take anybody else's money until I've spent a year to a year and a half learning the process. And so you became a passive investor and invested in a number of deals. And on the other side of break, the music is right there. We're going to hear the rest of Sapria's story. Sapria Siriman, award-winning multifamily investor. Glad to have you with us. I want to remind you, you're much closer to retirement than you think.
Comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do you do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we got to find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited. Glad you're listening today. We're talking to Sapria Siriman, award-winning multifamily investor who has made a ton of money for her investors. Her start with Lifestyles Unlimited was attending case study, and that is where we have two single-family case studies, one multifamily case studies, where our members, just regular members, people like you and me, tell about an investment they've made, and they tell everything, and they answer questions, whatever questions you want to ask. And if you'd like to attend, you can attend one time as a guest. Just send me an email at askdavid@luinc.com. Askdavid@luinc.com. Give me your cell cell phone and your email address and your name, and I will sign you up for that. So, Supriya, you've attended Lifestyles. You spent a year and a half as a passive investor. Tell us, so where did you go from there with your investing?
Yes, so I did my first 5 properties as a passive investor in KP, and at that point, I realized that I was ready to be a lead investor myself.
Explain what a KP is real quickly, please.
A KP is a key principle. So this is with other lead investors. If their net worth or their liquidity wasn't enough for them to purchase this a multifamily community or a apartment community by themselves, they ask for others. And I was one of them that I signed up for 2 of them. Where it's a guarantee, it's like 2 people signing on a loan of 3 or 4 people. So I helped the lead investor, and that built my experience too. When I was ready to be a lead, lenders will look at that and say, she has experience herself. So that makes me feel good, where they see that I've signed on multifamily properties myself. So that's what a KP is.
And so then you begin looking for your first property. Tell us how did you find that first property?
So this was through networking. This was one of the lifestyles. But again, this business is all about knowing who to talk to and what the relationships you build. This was at a networking event of Lifestyles vendors, and they told me about this property. I was talking to a broker, and it was Old Capital, actually, called people. It was at their networking event, and they told me about this property, and I saw it. I toured it the very next day, I think, or 2 days after that. I toured it with the Lifestyle broker, Carolyn Putney. She accompanied me. We toured it, and we write me into the right property. We put in an LOI, which is a letter of intent, and a few months later, we were owners of this property in Dallas.
And what kind of property was it? Was it a beautiful property where you walk on the property and you feel really good about being there, and it just makes you think rainbows and sunny days?
No, it was beautiful in the sense that I knew it would make me a lot of, it would be very rewarding in the end, but the property itself was completely run down. It was in a great location of Dallas. It's in the medical district, uptown area of Dallas. So the location was good, but the property itself was completely mismanaged. There was a lot of deferred maintenance. In fact, there was no maintenance being done. There were cracks along the exterior walls. The roof was leaking into the second floor apartments. The exterior was bad. Roofs were bad. Windows were broken. There were broken railings, no gutters. Parking lot was down to the aggregate, so much so that nobody was parking inside the property on the parking lot. They would park on the street. It was that bad. The parking lot was just awful.
That has to be really bad. I mean, to park on the street, that has to be really horrible.
It was really bad. Landscaping, there was no landscaping to speak of. It was whatever growth stays. It was that kind. If it grows, it stays. If it didn't grow, okay, you have pockets of it. There's no grass, no shrubs, no nothing. Some other places, there's something. Interiors were completely run down. They were poached. There was no dishwashers anywhere. There was cabinet doors missing. And it was roach and rodent infested, moth-eaten carpets. Everything was falling apart, basically. And but they were getting top dollar for it. Everything was wrong with it.
What was the occupancy when you picked it up? What was the occupancy rate?
You'll be surprised. Occupancy was really good. 98%. Yes, 98% occupied.
So they were willing to put up with all that just because of the location?
Just because of the location and just because the rents were low and they didn't know any better. I felt really sorry for the residents. They were good, honest, paying residents, but they were not told about... They didn't know their rights. They didn't know that they could have complained that they didn't need to live in an apartment with broken windows, that a leaking roof or any of that. They had buckets in their living room collecting rainwater. They were harvesting. Yeah. That's the rain harvesting they were doing. It was a very environmentally friendly property. They were actually...
And the previous owner, I don't know if you remember, but we talked about it the other day. The previous owner had a certain way of dealing with the tenants when they had complaints about their problems. Do you remember what you told me that was?
Yes. So for the past 6 months, I believe he had been telling them that the new owner will fix it. Anything they talked to him, he said, not right now. The new owner will come back and fix the problem for you.
For 6 months. And so you had a flood of people coming into your office saying, hey, the owner said you'd fix it.
Correct.
So
the very first day we took over, that's what we got, a list of work orders. At least for the roof, the other, they would fix it themselves. I actually saw residents buying glass from Home Depot to fix their broken window. Residents were fixing their own problems. That's how this was being managed.
Well, that is one way to manage a property. Tell us what you did in the rehab.
We pretty much did everything. The exteriors, we started with the roof. We did the new roof. We put gutters, exterior complete overhaul paint. Then we added new siding, new railings that were to code, and we added two new chillers to the property. Every interior unit had air handlers. We did new energy-efficient double-pane windows, new landscaping, new parking lot. We had patio lights, pergola, floodlights, pergola, laundry room. We did new laundry room. The electrical was completely replaced. It was Metro Pacific, so we changed that one. And then that was all the exterior. And then we also went and did everything on the interior, too. Every single apartment. It was a 52-unit community when I purchased it, and interior rehab consisted of, we did everything. We gutted the place. We gutted the whole. Every unit had new cabinets, new granite countertops in the kitchens and bathrooms, glass backsplash, new appliances, and we had microwaves in all the apartments, dishwasher, new energy efficient, you talk about the windows, vinyl plank flooring, new baseboards, yeah. Even the sheetrock, wherever we replaced a lot of the sheetrock in the ceiling and the walls. And we did vinyl plank in the living areas and carpets in the bedroom. We had USB outlets, switches.
So you made everything brand new. So just short answer, how did your residents feel about you at the end of that process?
Oh, they loved it. They loved that we were fixing things. The roof was the biggest thing that made them happy.
Sure.
They came and thanked us for it, and when we told them that we'd fix their problems, their plumbing, they were really surprised that we were fixing. We're actually here. It was a management company that was willing to listen and actually fix their problems. Yeah. And they're good paying residents. I had no problems with them.
Now, this is a massive rehab, $23,000 per door, and you transform the property from a horrible, horrible place that you'd never want to live to basically a brand new property. Everything there was brand new. And I can just feel, I'm sitting there listening to you, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I would never know how to do this. I don't have experience doing this, but neither did you. How did you know to fix all these things?
Oh, it was talking to the mentors at Lifestyles, talking to the other leads. Investors who had done it before me, and also that one and a half years of watching the success of other lead investors, going to the networking events, talking to them, talking to vendors, making spreadsheets, lists, getting bids, just things. And anything I needed, I would definitely get help.
Yeah, I want people who are listening to hear that is huge, because what happens, the reason this property is like that is probably because some mom and pop or somebody who didn't know what they were doing, they bought the property, they don't know how to fix it, they don't know how to get out of this hole, they don't know how to make this better, and Supriya comes along and just has mentors and education and people to hold her hand all along the way and tell her what to do, do this, don't do that, and makes the property beautiful. And you had, what, about 100% return on that property, and you refinanced all the money out, and you still have about, based on the original money, 8%, but because you took all the money out with the refi, you've got an infinite rate of return on the cash flow now.
Correct. And they still have another 100% equity on the property. We still own it, and we've doubled the rent. We have really, really good community, good residents, well-managed, very professional. We have a night and day difference between what was before and what it is now.
And this is the property you won a national award on 2019. You won the National Apartment Association's top award in your class. Hey, we only have about 15 seconds left, but I want to close out the show. I want you to just tell us, you're talking to your best friend on the earth. They're suffering in a regular job. Tell them why they should go to the free workshop, go to the case study, check out Lifestyles Unlimited.
One thing I'll tell them is, one, look at your future. Do you want financial freedom? Do you want to make sure that you're making money for yourself? Yes or no? If you do, then go get education. You don't want to do surgery without learning and knowing how to do it. You don't want to go cut open somebody else without knowing how to do it.
Thank you so much, Supriya. You guys have a great day. Glad to have you with Lifestyles Unlimited. Glad to be with you today.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.